Chapter 9, 2006 to present. The modern era. Nobody's ever a hero in Belgium. 2006. Smiley Paolo. The fun thing about Paolo Bettini was that he combined Italian cycling's flamboyance with that of the population in general. How many winners have stood on the podium and sung their heart out to the sound of their anthem? Bettini, a little round-faced, smiling and short-haired man, seemingly prepared to have a go at anything, including 6 days, where he was so popular, even with the opposition, that they slowed down to avoid beating him by too much. So when he won the 2006 championship in Salzburg, he braked to a halt and lifted his bike so enthusiastically in celebration that he came close to throwing it in the air. And because he was as popular with those he defeated as he was with his fans, the silver medalist Eric Zabel had to push through the crowd to hug him in congratulation. And Bettini told reporters in turn, quote, "He is such a great friend and bike rider who deserves a lot of respect. I hope he will come back next year and win a world championship," end quote. The race had looked as though it would end in a bunch sprint, but one man made the difference. A Spaniard, Xavier Florencio, braked hard on the bend 500 meters before the line to split the field. Another Spaniard, Alejandro Valverde, took the cue and attacked. Braking in a bend or at the bottom of a hill to help a teammate is a well-worn tactic, and Zabel and Bettini were too wily to let it happen. That it had all been planned all along became all the more obvious when Valverde, and none of the others, had a lead-out man with him, Samuel Sanchez. But Valverde blundered. Worried about Zabel, the better sprinter, he came off Sanchez's wheel too early and faded before he reached the line, pushing too high a gear. Zabel saw it and sprinted on the left, but he too had gone too soon, and in the end, Bettini passed them all with less than 50 meters left. Another 2 seconds, and they would have been swamped by the bunch. Someone asked Bettini, at the post-race press conference, what more he hoped to achieve. "The Tour of Flanders," he said, quote, "but I don't know. Maybe I'll try something new, like the track," end quote. He never did win the Tour of Flanders, but he did win a race he didn't mention. He won the world championship the following year as well, and sure enough, he hung up his bike after winning the 6 day at Milan in November 2008, having progressed from his first sight of the track at Grenoble, which scared him. He wished he had ridden the winter track sooner. Quote, "If more stars get out there and race the 6 days," he said, "I'm convinced that they would see a serious jump in participation and return to their golden days," end quote. And he said, what better than training indoors each winter and being paid for it? 2009, Smiling Down Under. Australia had never won a road pro championship before Mendrisio in 2009. Jack Hooban won the amateur race in 1950 in Belgium, but among the professionals, Robbie McEwen's second to Mario Cipollini at Zolder in 2002 was as good as it had been. So maybe it was that unfamiliarity that led Cadel Evans to just about lift his left finger as he crossed the line, and then to scratch his nose with the other hand. He was out of place. As James Start wrote for Bicycling, quote, "He seemed stunned. Few picked him as a possible favorite since he, well, never wins." The French Sport Daily, L'Équipe, gave him a measly 2 stars out of 5, on par with the modest French writer Sylvain Chavanel, another writer who has trouble winning, end quote. Evans had always been a puzzle in the uncomplicated, rarely deep-thinking world of professional cycling. Where most riders came from conventional middle-class backgrounds with little intellectualism beyond their quest for sports cars and trinkets, Evans grew up in an Aborigine community and wore a vest showing allegiance with Tibet. He lived in an area of Australia's Northern Territory where he sometimes saw nobody for days. His parents then took him to the Aboriginal community, quote, "for the adventure," end quote, before separating soon afterward. As an adult, he married an Italian gospel singer and pianist. In 2011, they adopted a 1-year-old from Ethiopia. Little of this was typical of the riders around him, and so maybe it was right that so unusual a man should win the world championship for a country that had never won it. He rode away from the rest on the last hill, close to the end of a workmanlike 260-kilometer race. Evans broke away from Alexander Kolobnev of Russia and Spaniard Joaquin Rodriguez on the final climb of the Novazzano and won by 27 seconds. He seemed quite unmoved by the experience, and only on the podium did he show emotion, the tears starting.